Welcome to Think Like an Integrator, a podcast for business visionaries who love to dream but lack a team to do it all. I'm your host and integrator, Kat Schmoyer. When you know how to integrate, you will always be able to innovate. I'm here to tell you how. Welcome to the show. We are kicking off a brand new mini series here on the Think Like an Integrator podcast. Spring is in the air, and I want to talk about specific ways that you can spring clean your business. We just recently wrapped up the spring sale over in the KS shop. And we, you know, in a lot of our branding and messaging within that sale, because we have templates and bundles and classes all around organizing and systemizing your business, that was definitely the theme that I leaned into for that sale. And it was really fun to get to have some Instagram conversations with some of you guys about what it looks like to spring clean. And I know that a lot of the times we push all of these things down to the bottom of our to-do list because we just don't have enough time in the day. I absolutely understand that between work life and personal life and client work and all of the things that kind of get stacked in order of importance, they are prioritized more than potentially some of these back end business things that we need to prioritize to spring clean. And so, what I thought would be helpful is if we spend the next 3 weeks breaking down one specific area that you can lean into and spring clean. And today, I want to talk about your website. I want to talk about your website for a couple of different reasons. Your website is your online home. It is working for you 24/7, 7 days a week, sharing with a potential customer who you are and what you can do for them. And I don't know about y'all, but so many times in my various businesses, I will absolutely forget about the website. Like, you just set it and it's running, and you don't frequently go to your own website and poke around. You don't frequently audit your own website. Maybe some of you aren't doing that because you're kind of embarrassed about certain aspects of your website. Or maybe, like me, like, I love my website. I feel no embarrassment over my website. I'm just busy. I don't have time to jump in and potentially refresh my website. Or it feels like way too gigantic of a project, because your website is big and there's lots of different moving pieces. And so what I'm hopeful that we can talk a little bit more about today is just how we could spend some time spring cleaning your website. And I have five easy ways that you can give your website a refresh this month, right now in April, or whenever you happen to be listening to this episode. Maybe you are listening to this episode in the fall and you're going to do a little fall refresh or a winter refresh. Honestly, it doesn't really matter what time of year. We just need to spend some time doing it. And spring is the perfect time of year for new season, new vibes, and a little bit of a refreshed look. So let's talk about five easy ways that you can give your website a refresh. Number one, audit your links and buttons. I cannot tell you how many times I have jumped in and realized that a call to action button on my own website wasn't working properly, or the Instagram links page, one of the links was incorrect. And maybe it was incorrect for an embarrassingly long time. And the reason that I realized is because somebody finally decided to DM me and tell me that it didn't work. So take some time, spend 1 hour, block off an hour, throw on your favorite TV show to binge or put on your favorite podcast and just click through your website. I want you to audit your links and audit your buttons and make sure that they are in fact working. You also might want to take a look and make sure that they're opening up in a new window, if in fact you want them to open in a new window, or if you don't want them to open in a new window and you want them to open in the existing window, kind of pending what that call to action is. So again, just take an hour, block off some time, and click through and audit your links and your buttons. Not a sexy task, kind of a mundane, mindless task, but it can give you a little gold star that you haven't forgotten about your website and you have in fact gone back to take a look and check those things. The second thing that you're going to want to do is make sure that it is mobile friendly. again, I can't tell you how many times I've jumped in and I didn't even know it until somebody reached out to me to tell me that a specific section on my website that has been around for months and months and months doesn't work the way that it should on mobile. So don't let a potential customer or a friend find that for you. Check for yourself. If you love Show It like I do, you know that you have the opportunity to design desktop versus mobile separately. So it's very, very easy to A, sometimes just forget that mobile wasn't done because you've just been working on desktop. Or on the flip side, the positive side is if there is something that you need to adjust on mobile, it's super easy to jump in because it has its own editing system on the back end of Show It. So make sure that you check in there, click in there, and make sure that mobile friendly, everything is working correctly. And this is where sometimes I play around with those click actions, and maybe on mobile, I don't want it to open to a new window because sometimes that can get a little bit messed up, you know, pending the web browser that they're using, or maybe that button, you know, it's not working as well on like size wise, aesthetically, it doesn't look as good on the canvas on mobile as it does on desktop. And so it just gives you an opportunity to have some fresh eyes on your site by auditing those links and buttons and then auditing your mobile view to make sure that it truly is mobile friendly. So those are the first two things that I want you to do. Mundane, but very, very important. The third thing that I want you to do is I want you to look over your hero section. If you remember from the episode with Aaron where we broke down a sales page, the hero is like that header section, that top section on your website. Now, Aaron and I were talking specifically about a sales page and the hero section on a sales page, that header section, wanting to make sure you have very strong language that is speaking to the ideal client for whatever it is that that sales page, you know, is talking about. But I'm talking about the hero of your main website, like the homepage of your website. What is on the hero? What is the very first line on your website? Little tip here, I don't think it should be, "Hi, my name is Kat." It should not be about you. It should, in fact, be about your audience. Why are they on your website? Are you poking at a problem in the hero section? Are you immediately offering a solution? What is the purpose of your hero section? A really great way to give your website a refresh is to try a new hero section. Do a little bit of research. Look at some of the businesses and the brands that you love. Maybe these are competitors. Maybe these are men and women in totally different industries. But take a look at what is the homepage of their website. What is that top hero section? What does it say? Visually, what does it look like? And give yourself some inspiration. Obviously, we never want to direct copy what somebody else is doing and the beautiful work or the words or the images that they are using on their website, but it can give us some good inspiration to see like, oh, I love how they did this. Oh, maybe I could do it in this little bit of a spin on it. Or I love that they immediately jumped to starting to talk about this for their audience. I wonder if I could do the same thing, but in this direction. And so it can just kind of give you food for thought as you are processing what that hero section could say and visually what it could look like. It can also be really powerful if you feel like the offers that are selling the most aren't necessarily what's being talked about in the hero. So again, just thinking through like, what are we saying in the hero of your website? And how could you do some very minor, like again, it doesn't have to be a total redesign. Of course, if you wanted to do a little redesign of that one canvas, you absolutely could. But even just editing a little bit of the copy, maybe just swapping the picture. The layout doesn't need to change. Just a couple of small micro changes can have a really big macro results in what an audience is going to think about, what somebody is going to consider as soon as they land on your website. So number one, audit links and buttons. Number two, make sure your website is mobile friendly. Number three, refresh that hero, that main header section. And now number four, I want you to look over your services or your offering page. If you are a service provider, then I want you to take a look at what are the services that are on your website. Are you selling all of those services right now? Do you still want to be selling those services? Do you need to hide any canvases? Are they easily accessible from the main menu? Just just do a little audit. What's happening when a brand new person is coming to your website, and can they find those services easily? Or if you are a digital product creator and you have a couple of courses, maybe a membership, again, look at what does that page look like? Do you have one main shop page and all of those offerings are, you know, kind of spinning off of that page? Do you have multiple different sales pages? Like, what is just the overall user experience when navigating to that section of the website? And again, make sure that you are removing old offers that are no longer aligned with what you're doing. And also, big, big pro tip here, update testimonials. You guys, I am like right up there with you where I forget about testimonials. I forget about case studies. And I'm sure that you have some new client wins or some new screenshots from your Facebook community or your course community, whatever it might be, you can swap out some things. Again, those are micro changes, a small change, but jump to your course page, jump to your services page, and make some of those assessments just to ensure that everything is still aligning and that you're really putting your best foot forward. And then the very last tip that I have when it comes to refreshing your website, giving your website a little spring clean, is going to be looking at what is the main call to action in terms of the opt-in on your website. Now, again, if you are service-based, you likely have some very strong call to actions that say, apply now, book now. You know, you're sending people to an application to a contact page. That's absolutely what the KS website does. If you go and take a look at our website, we have very, very strong calls to action for our agency and booking, you know, applying to work with our team. But I also have list growth opportunities on my website. And so something that I try to do every quarter is take a look at what's the main opt-in that I am pushing on my website. I've talked about Badao on the past, the pop-up tool. So we'll be sure to link that in the description. I love swapping that out a little bit or playing with, okay, I want this opt-in to pop up on the homepage, but I want this other opt-in to pop up on the blog. And I want this third opt-in to come in over on the services page. I mean, you can absolutely get kind of fancy with the strategies around that. But honestly, guys, just with refreshing your site this month, start small and just look at where am I telling people to go in terms of getting on my list? Is there a specific opt-in that maybe you just recently launched that you haven't added to the website yet? And maybe you're nervous about fancy pop-ups, just add a banner, add a call to action banner to the top of your website, pointing people to said opt-in. Or maybe you want to update the menu or update the footer. Just think about what could you do that, again, would be this micro change, but would point people to your email list and therefore potentially produce a macro result because you are going to be getting leads from that. And so we want to make sure that when we're looking at our website, we're not only thinking about the revenue streams. So yes, we want to consider services and products. We also want to consider list growth. And that last tip, that's actually probably like one of the biggest mistakes that I see our clients making when they're first jumping on with our team and we're doing a big audit of all of their tech and we're auditing their website. I don't see enough calls to action for email list growth. And so think about how could you, as you're reviewing your various web pages, how could you add in some more calls to action? A simple, simple tip, that banner at the top could go a really long way when it comes to capitalizing on your list growth as people are updating, or excuse me, as people are going to your website. So I hope that these five spring clean your website tips feel very doable, you guys. And I want you to start simple. I want you to start small. And so just pick one of these five to tackle this week. Just pick one thing. Or if you wanted to, if you have a VA, if you have somebody on your team that you want to kind of divvy out some of this to, you could ask your VA to jump in and audit the links and buttons or go through mobile. You can absolutely kind of delegate out some of these things. But if it is solopreneur life for you, I absolutely understand that. So just start small by picking one thing to tackle this week so that you can start to spend a little bit of time working on your business, not just just in your business and really spring clean your website. If you have specific questions about anything that I've shared, or maybe you want to work with myself or one of the project managers on my team to do a full website audit. If you're in a program like Show It, that is kind of our bread and butter when it comes to website world. So we would be even happier. We love Show It. So we'd be so happy to like jump in on the back end of your website, do a full audit. We would work through these five things and even more detail and really helping you implement on some of the changes. So definitely let me know if you want to chat about that. But I hope that you guys have your little punch list now and you feel great about spring cleaning your website right now in April. I would love to see your website. I would love to see any progress you guys make. So shoot me a DM if you are working through spring cleaning your website.